You are now listening to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck, showcasing tomorrow's scene today. For Startups to Celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Stay up to date at nextonscene.com or follow us on social media at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. It is another day for another awesome show. It's your host, Jackie Zuck. Today, I am so excited to showcase one of the amazing boutiques that will be walking in our runway on April 11th. So first up on our podcast is Lisa LaRocca, who is the owner of Scout and Molly's in Lynnfield, Massachusetts. Scout and Molly's began with a dream, a place where women would feel comfortable shopping, a place where they didn't feel they have to worry about what they were wearing when they walked into the store, a place where a woman could count on a friendly face and an honest opinion. What I personally love about Scout and Molly's in Lynnfield is I love, you know, of course, the styles they carry and all of that, but the customer experience is so much more than just, you know, going into a boutique and, you know, trying on clothes. They really are all about the user experience, and their styles are so eclectic and new and limited inventory, so not all of you would ever be wearing the same piece of clothing. And I have to tell you, I bought one of the most fabulous shirts from there that is one of the best quality ever. And I rave about it to everybody, and I get so many compliments on it. So Scout and Molly's in Lynnfield is definitely where it's at. So I'm so excited to have Lisa on the podcast. Stay tuned for this amazing gal. All right, everybody. I officially have the amazing owner of Scout and Molly's in Lynnfield, Lisa LaRocca, on the line. Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
Hey, Jackie. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So excited to have you on our podcast and so excited to have you in our show in a couple of weeks. So it's such a, you know, win-win situation for everyone. I'm so excited for you to be a part of all of the campaigning we're doing for Scout and Molly's in Lynnfield.
Yeah, we're excited too. We're very excited and thrilled to be part of it. And we're, you know, looking so much forward to the 11th. I think it's going to be a great event.
Same. Great, so let's talk about your background a little bit. So three words to describe Lisa LaRocca. How would you describe yourself in three words?
Let's see. I would say that I'm definitely loyal, enthusiastic, and I like to think of myself as funny.
I love it. I'm going to throw one in there too, because you're definitely a fashionista because you have a store. So you clearly know your style.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem at all. I just definitely had to throw that in there. So tell our audience a little bit about your background. Like, how did you fall into the world of fashion?
Sure. Well, I was in corporate America for, my entire career. And, you know, it was great while it lasted, but there, you know, there came a point in my life where I thought, you know, gee, I want to do something different. So I left my job and I did a lot of soul searching and some career counseling and, you know, finding out a little bit about myself and what it was that I really wanted to do and what were my passions. And, you know, not everyone gets to follow their passion, but I guess I was lucky enough, that this opportunity was presented to me, and I was really more looking to be an entrepreneur at the time, to really kind of own my own business and do something on my own where I was my own boss, but working with people. And this opportunity presented itself, and it kind of blew me away because I just love fashion, and I love clothes, and I love shopping, and I love working with people. And I thought, wow, here's, you know, a great opportunity for me to do all the things that I love. And, you know, the fashion component made it even more desirable for me. And that's kind of how I fell into it.
I love it. From the boutique side of things, though, how did that even come about that you just decided, you know what, I'm going to have a store? Because I feel like there's a lot more that goes into that, right?
There is. So Scout and Molly's is part of a franchise. So when I was doing some career counseling and working with a woman who specialized in, you know, becoming an entrepreneur, some of what she did was present to me options of where there's a franchise structure. And what that does is it helps you get the framework and the corporate support that you need and some of the education behind owning your own business. Because I think just to, you know, rent a space and open a boutique and try to figure it out from there is pretty difficult.
Right.
So this was something that was already established. You know, there are 50 other Scout and Molly's, but what I also liked about this one is that, you know, it's individually owned and operated, and I do the buying for my store, for my location. You know, we run it with, you know, with that kind of, I don't want to say our own set of rules, but, you know.
On some level, though, right? On some level, you're definitely doing that, right?
Exactly. And we cater to, you know, our local clients. And so that's how it came to be, you know, with the boutique part of it, with owning that and doing it that way. It was just, you know, it was the step from becoming an entrepreneur to, you know, there's two ways you can go about it. You can strike out on your own, but what you really need then is sort of an advisor or someone who's already done this before.
Totally.
And it's a little bit of a bigger risk. Or you can go the franchise route. And, you know, I always thought of franchises as, you know, kind of like McDonald's or whatever.
Right. Way. Well, but, that's a good point. Right. Nobody would know any different. Right.
No. And this is definitely upscale. So what really, you know, got my attention here was the brands that they were carrying and kind of their whole outlook on customer service and, you know, the core values of the company were what sold me on this, because it really does, we really do operate like just a mom and pop, like a small, we are a small business technically. Mm-hmm. So it, you know, you don't have that big feel like, oh, everybody's going to do this and we all have to do this. That, you know, it's all individually, you know, run by me. And that's what I liked about it. It still had that small feel to it.
And even like before you come on the show too, I do a little intro and I really talked about how like when you go into your boutique, like you would never know that you were part of a franchise. It is so personalized. Yeah. And like it really feels like your own little, I mean, it is, but you know what I'm saying? It doesn't feel like it's a chain at all. Like they're all authentic in their own way. And especially yours definitely speaks that way. So I wanted to definitely make that known.
Yes, definitely. And I think what sets us apart from a lot of other retailers and what we need to do to set ourselves apart in this day and age with online shopping and all that is to really provide the customer an experience. And that's really what we're all about here. It's about someone coming in and being able to buy an outfit or to get an opinion or to maybe bring an article of clothing from their house that, you know, from that they own that they want to match to something else. We become friends with our clients. We don't really call them customers. They're like, you know what I mean? They're like friends of ours.
I love it.
Know them,
yeah.
A lot of them. And, you know, you really have to, because retail is hard and it's, you know, brick and mortar is kind of in some ways a dying business. And what you have to do and what we do, and we love doing it, is just making that personal connection with people. And it's just so much of a better experience for everyone all around. It's better than just ordering a bunch of stuff online, having it come in. Some of it fits, some of it doesn't. What do you wear with it? At least here, you know, we'll put together a look for you if you want, or, you know, if you want to just be left alone and shop, we let you do that too. You know, it's a very relaxed atmosphere, but, you know, it's a happy, fun place. And, you know, I really like the team that we've built, and our whole outlook is, you know, is such that we want people to feel good when they come in here. We want them to feel even better when they leave.
Right, which they definitely do. I talked about, like, my signature shirt that I continue to get compliments on that I got from you guys. I talked about that in the beginning. I like it. The quality of the clothing is just amazing. I love it all. So speaking of, like, the inventory you carry, what goes into, like, when you decide what you're going to have in store? Talk about the process. I'm fascinated.
Sure. So, well, in the very beginning, when we first opened, I assorted with a little bit of everything, you know, casual, career wear, some cocktails, some dresses, some, you know, denim, you know, a little bit of everything. But, you know, I'm in the store almost every day, and what I do is I listen to the customers and react to really what they're gravitating towards, what they're buying, you know, and then do my buying going forward based on
what they're buying,
who my girl is, mm-hmm. what they're buying, and also knowing, you know, who's my girl, what's her life like, what does she look like, you know, why is she wearing these clothes, where is she wearing these clothes, and also what can I offer in my store that you might not be able to get at some of the other larger retailers. How
makes
can
sense.
I become a destination? So it's part of it is, you know, what are they buying? Who are they? What are they looking for? And then the other part of it is, you know, being different. And the third part of that, obviously, is what's trending.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you definitely want to be in on what's trending. So, you know, I'm in the middle of doing my buying right now for fall. So I know what worked, you know, last year for us. What doesn't really work as well, and who our customer is, and what I think that they'll buy, because as you said, there, you know, the choices are endless, but you have to really know your customer. And I think we were kind of lucky here because our customer, we have a specific, almost a specific customer.
I was going to say, can you break it down for us? Can you break it down for us? Because
yeah.
I feel like a lot of our listenership yeah. is catered to definitely your clientele. So can you talk about
yeah.
your ideal, you know, who your clients are, your customers?
Sure. Our girl woman is, I would say, you know, she's between 30 and 50 and takes care of herself. Cares about how she looks, wants something on trend and different, and, you know, is very fit so that they are body conscious, but not to the point of, you know, overdoing it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But they want to show off a little bit of the hard work that they've done on themselves, and they, you know, they care for themselves, and they just want something that's just a little more unique. We do a lot of what I will call sort of like date night tops. You know, it's always what people are looking for. And the girl, women up here are, you know, always looking for something to wear out at night, to wear out on a date, to wear with, you know, with their husband or a birthday party or, you know, an engagement party. We have a lot of people coming in here looking for dresses for occasions. Not super formal. But, you know, weddings and, you know, just regular normal events, graduations and things like that. We do an enormous amount of business with the Spanx leggings. I think you might have tried on a pair.
Definitely.
Here.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, just, you know, makes you feel a little bit, you know, you're a little bit fun and, you know, not so run of the mill. And, you know, with maybe like a fun top and, you know, even just in a cardigan might sound old and stodgy, but our cardigans are soft and flowy and long and they're kind of funky. And so, you know, we like that. We do also did a lot with, you know, the faux fur this winter and the fuzzy coats, and people just
loved it.
Things.
Oh, my God. So, I totally speak that language. That's why I love it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, in the fall, you know, you're looking at a lot of, you know, you're looking at a lot of leopard and cheetah and animal prints and, you know, the rusts and the browns and the blacks and you know, so some really nice fabrics that are coming up for fall. So kind of knowing that, you know, our girl is fashion forward without being, you know, she's not an urban girl, but she's fashion forward for suburbia, I guess is what I would
that's
say.
Good. And yeah, that's a good analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't mean that with any. I mean that with love, you know.
Right.
So, and that's not every single customer, but I would say that's probably 90% of our customer is like that. And one of the things that people say over and over again when they walk into the store is, wow, we needed a place like this. You know, I love your clothes. They're great. It's different, you know. So I think we're in a great spot. And I think it's a place that people were, it was needed, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Totally. So, what would you say? Because obviously, yeah. You know, before you come on too, I talked about how you're participating in the fashion show. What are some spring things that we'll be seeing on the runway? Can you give us some teasers of what's trending right now, even if it might not be the exact outfits, like things that are trending right now?
Yeah, trending right now, well, bright colors are trending, but as well, neutrals are trending as well. Tie-dye is trending, and I'd say like the utility look, you know, with the pockets and the patch pockets. Camo is always in, and that's another huge seller up here at the store. You know, not just the green, but with, you know, with some nice feminine pops of pinks and grays, things like that. Florals are big, again, this summer, and, you know.
Right.
I'd say
the standards, of course. What are you seeing people are, when people do neutrals, what do you see that they pair them with?
You know, I see sometimes like a nice neutral top with a pair of white pants or white jeans.
That's cute.
Is a nice look. Mm-hmm. It is a really great look. Or we have some really nice, like, I guess, neutral, with like neutral striped pants with, like, say, an oatmeal colored tank top or something mm-hmm. like that, or a pale blue. You know, you just throw in a little bit of color with that. And
so cute.
You've got an outfit. Yeah.
So I definitely want to also take, you know, a step further on this conversation and talk about, elaborate more on how you are so much more than a brick and mortar, and you're doing events at night, and you're doing all these different great things, even for fundraisers and stuff. Can you talk a little bit more about what your goals are with that, what type of things you've done in the past, what you're working on in the future?
Sure, I'd love to. Yes. Well, one of my goals this year, you know, and we just opened in August of 2018, so, you know, we're just getting our feet underneath us, but the goal for 2019 is to do more events, more charity events, and to do more private parties, and we absolutely love hosting private events. So there's a couple of things. There's actually like three different categories I can talk about for a minute. The first one, obviously, giving back to the community. You know, one of the things that we can do and we would love to do is host events for people that are trying to raise money for a charity. And what we can do in that instance is we can have it a closed event, or we could have the event while the store is open. And the person running the event for the charity would invite their supporters. They could shop at the store during a certain amount of time, and I would donate a percentage of the proceeds to the charity of their choice for the shopping for that day. We can provide like some snacks and bubbly and treats, and we can also maybe do some fun raffles and things like that. So that's one way. I think that, I think that there are people, you know, looking for creative ways to raise money rather than just asking. And everybody likes to shop. So
valid.
It's sort of a win-win for everyone.
Exactly.
You know, you get your friends in here, right? And they shop and they get something. And also by buying something, they are also donating through me
right.
to the charity. So, we love to do that. The other, another thing we can do is just private parties. You know, just anyone that wants to do, you want to host a girls' night out, you want to have your birthday party here, your book club, whatever, we can provide a fun atmosphere where we can close the store for a few hours. We're a little bit limited on when we can close the store, but, we can work around some times for that. And we have the store themselves for a few hours. We would offer a percentage discount. And the hostess would get an even deeper discount or gift cards. We would work it out with them. So the only stipulation with the private party is that we do ask that there be a minimum of 10 people in attendance. And we would provide the food and drink for that as well. And that could be a really fun thing for people to do do together. So,
and with the nicer weather coming, people, I mean, Linfield, sorry to interrupt, but like, you know, where you're located is where it's at, you know, as the nicer weather is coming along too.
I know. And, you know, one thing I do want to bring up is, you know, as a boutique, you've been in the store, it's about 900 square feet of selling space. So we don't carry, you know, multiples of sizes oftentimes, you know. So it, as with any boutique, if you see something and you like it, you know, that may be the only size medium, for instance, that I have, or something like that. So that's why, you know, getting in early and getting your spring wardrobe or doing a party earlier in the season, you'll get a much better choice of inventory, you know, better size runs and more availability in the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Better choice, I guess, is what I'm trying to say,
you know,
during that time, because, you know, we can't carry as many sizes as, let's say, for instance, Nordstrom can or whatever. And we want to keep bringing in different things. So we, you know, and we want our pieces to be a little bit more special so that everybody doesn't see themselves coming and going like, oh, I got that, you know.
Right, that they're all wearing the same thing. Exactly.
We're all wearing the same thing.
Right.
And the other thing, just to go back to events, the last thing is, for instance, this Sunday we are hosting an event with Alice's Table, and they do the flower arranging and flower design. So if you were to sign up for Alice's Table class, flower arranging class, it's being held here. There's one being held here on Sunday. And when you purchase the ticket to that class, you also receive a discount in the store that day to shop all day for as long as you like. So if other people want to host events here, other entrepreneurs, they are also welcome to use the space as well to host events.
I love it. Flowers and shopping. What's better? Right? Flowers and shopping.
Yeah. And the other thing we did, the last thing we did, this is really, you know, we do host pop-ups. I love local people. I love local artisans and other women-owned businesses and whatever. So before Christmas, we did several pop-ups. You know, Couture Planet, who's located in Lynn, and Jen Scher Designs. She does these fabulous cuffs, jewelry cuffs that you wear, and she's from South Boston, and Beauty Counter's been here, and I love hosting people, and they can come and just set up, and it's a way to give our customers exposure to some other local artisans, and maybe the local artisans, their clientele will come check out the store.
Exactly. So it's a win-win for everyone.
Another thing we love to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Really cool stuff. I think it's brilliant what you're doing, because you're, like you even said earlier, it's like the whole customer experience. It's above and beyond even just the initial buying of the clothes, you know?
Exactly. It's about a place where people want to come in and have a little fun, and maybe there's an event or, you know, there's something, you know, we want to just keep people interested and not just be passive and, you know, waiting for people to come in and shop.
Exactly. And I think that is key. And that's really what makes you stand out, you know, because you're doing above and beyond even just like the pop-ups. You're doing fundraisers. You're doing private parties. It's awesome. I love that you're doing Alice's Table too. It's such a cool experience.
Yeah, I know. Exciting.
Yeah, it's really cool stuff, Lisa. I love it. Okay, so tell everybody how we'll play game time, but in the meantime, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you on social media and your website, and of course where you're located in Market Street.
Right, so we're at 1510 Market Street. We are towards the back. We're next to Banana Republic, because your GPS is probably going to take you behind Whole Foods, and that's the wrong way to go. So I always say next to Banana Republic. We can be contacted. Our email is linfield@scoutandmollys.com. And our phone number is, 781-334-2601. And, we're Scout and Molly's Linfield on Instagram and Facebook.
Love it. Love it. I'm so excited for our listeners that are attending the show to see you in action. And if they are local on the North Shore, definitely go check out this amazing boutique. It's awesome. All right, Lisa, I want to play a little game time. Yeah, no problem at all. There's no pressure. You can answer this however you want. It's just a fun way for our audience to get to know you, okay? So first question, if you could wear one outfit for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
I guess I would say a comfortable pair of denim, great pair of denim, a sleeveless t-shirt, and a leather jacket.
Ooh, I love it. That sounds like a typical Lisa. Whenever I see your photos, you're always wearing a cute leather jacket. I love it.
I feel like I just described Fonzie or something, but anyway.
I love it. And what kind of shoes would you wear?
Like, oh, God. Well, they've got to be heels because I'm short. I don't know. Maybe, well, it depends. If it were summer, maybe some fun strappy sandals or a good wedge. A good wedge heel is
I love it.
Fun.
Well, because they're comfortable, right?
Yeah.
And stylish at the same time. I like your outlook. Smart. Okay, really cute. Love it. What is your favorite TV guilty pleasure?
Oh, definitely. Easy one. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, I love that one too. Who's your favorite?
Seth. Kyle.
Kyle. I love Kyle. Okay. She's an OG. She's an original from the beginning. I love her too.
I love that she's afraid of everything. Like, she's just a hypochondriac. And she's fine. I don't know.
But she's relatable too. I mean, she has her own boutique too.
And she has her own boutique. Yeah, she's like, Lisa times 1,000.
Yeah. I love it. It's so true, though. That is definitely one of my guilty pleasures, too. I watch all of them. New York, I watch all of them, so I get it. Great one. Okay, what is Lisa's favorite food?
Lobster.
Ooh, definitely. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, what is something that you have to do in your daily routine?
Just have to every day wish my husband a great day.
That's so
just
cute.
Have a great day.
I love
every
it.
Day. He's my business partner. Shout out to my husband. He is the rock behind me. He's a huge help.
It's a team effort. I love it.
It's a team effort. Yes. And I just want him to have a great day every day.
I love it. So cute. Love it. What is your favorite travel destination?
Most visited probably would maybe makes it the favorite would be Turks and Caicos.
Ooh, I've never been. Tell me about it. Is it amazing? Yeah. Clearly it's amazing. It's your favorite. It's amazing. Why is it your favorite though?
It's because it's probably the most beautiful beach you'll ever see. And I've seen a lot of beaches. It's just beautiful and peaceful. And my husband and I were both beach bums, and there's really not a lot to do, but it's really my happy place where I just go to unplug and relax, and the water is beautiful, and the weather is perfect, and the people are lovely. I don't know. I love it. I mean, we've been there, I think, 6 times.
Oh, my God. So it totally is your favorite. Yeah. So have you tried different resorts and stuff or no?
We mostly go to the same place, but we did stay 1 year. We did stay at a villa, which was beautiful, overlooking the ocean. But there is, we do go to one of the smaller boutique hotels that's literally, right on the water. And, that's the one we've been sticking to the last 4 times or something like that. But
I
do love to travel. We like to travel a lot. We've done Europe many times, and I do. Greece would be a close second. I've only been there once, but it's a close runner up.
Yeah. Well, but they're so different. That's the thing. They're so different, right?
Yeah. They are so different.
So cool. Oh my God. I'm going to have to, I've been wanting to check that out. You kind of sold me, just kept talking about it. And I was like,
you
oh my
really
God, this sounds amazing.
I'll give you the download after on where to go, where to stay and everything.
Yeah. Okay, good. Okay. So if anybody needs advice, they could ask you if they want to go there. I love it, but I'm definitely going to. So,
yeah.
Well, good job, Lisa. Good job with Game Time. That was really fun. So everybody definitely needs to check out Scout and Molly's Linfield on all their social media channels. If you can see them live at our fashion show, we have a few tickets left. Feel free to get them. We would be so happy to have you. Lisa, thank you so much for coming on today. It was such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much. This was so much fun. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, you're so awesome. And everybody definitely needs to follow Lisa LaRocca on social media. She's amazing. Yeah. And stay tuned for who's next on scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for startups to celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us today at nextonscene.com or get social with us at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene.